no more reinforcements, Ben observed. A break like that's going to trigger gate shutdowns all the way back to the main.
Jaina nodded.
It's just as well, she said. We can't bring in enough Jedi to outnumber them, so a large force only makes us easier to locate.
As she spoke, a shiver of danger sense chilled her spine. She reached for Ben's collar and ducked back down, only to hear his lightsaber already sizzling to life. She activated her own weapon, barely bringing it around in time to catch the fork of force lightning that came dancing her way. At the other end stood a lavender-skinned Kashyyyk female, flanked by a cadre of human Sith, six on each side. Their crimson blades snapped to life as one, and they began to fan out, cutting off all hope of slipping past.
Go your way, Ben, Jaina ordered, still fighting to hold the force lightning back. Now! Can't! Ben said. We've got a dozen Sith here.
He put his back against Jaina's, but making a stand was the last thing she wanted to do. She glanced over at the pump, and seeing that it was still running, came up with a different idea.
Ben, follow me!
By the time Jaina said this, a trio of glass parangs were flying in her direction. She reached out to Ben, making sure he sensed where she was going, then dived toward a 20-centimeter outflow pipe that exited on her side of the pump. As soon as her blade tipped down, the force lightning blasted her in the leg and sent her spinning. Concentrating on keeping her fist clenched around the hilt of her weapon, she allowed the lightsaber to slice through the outflow pipe where it turned to pass down through the deck grating. Water sprayed in all directions, and the force lightning died away. Ben brushed past behind her amid the tingling of shattering parangs. Jaina rolled onto her back, bringing her blade around until it was above her head. She slashed through the outflow pipe again, this time closer to where it left the pump housing. A meter-long section of pipe exploded outward, riding a jet of water as big around as Jaina's leg, and went spinning toward the Kashyyyk woman. The ear-piercing cracks of two grenade detonations sounded from the far side of the pump, announcing that Ben had been busy himself. Then Jaina's entire body began to prickle with danger sense. Shouting for him to come along, she sprang to her feet and executed a series of force flips, more or less following the column of water toward her first attacker. Having just redirected the flying pipe, but still struggling to keep her balance in the water jet, the Kashyyyk was in no position to defend herself. Jaina beheaded the woman on the way past, then felt the invisible punch of a concussion wave as a Sith grenade exploded back at the pump. Jaina tumbled through the air, completely out of control, ears aching and head spinning, then crashed down on a hip. Her entire leg exploded in pain, and she continued to roll, sometimes sideways and sometimes over her shoulders, until she finally slammed into the curved wall of some sort of settling basin. She was still trying to orient herself and find Ben when she felt something ping off the basin wall next to her head. She spun away and came around in a crouch, searching for the source of her attacker. A spark flashed off the deck where she had been sitting, and a dent appeared in the grating. The shatter gun. Jaina rolled again, and this time she came up looking back toward the sniper nest. The shatter gun barrel was swinging in her direction. Where was Ben? Jaina backflipped away, keeping her hand extended, and felt the air whisper as the pellet passed beneath her. The sniper was good. Then Jaina came around again and saw the barrel trying to follow her, and this time it was the Sith who was slow. Jaina grabbed the shatter gun in the force and jerked hard. The sniper pitched forward out of his firing crouch, following his weapon toward the sludge tank below. They hit the edge and broke together. Jaina had no time to look for her cousin. A wall of Sith was charging in her direction, their crimson lightsabers dancing in their hands as they ran. Hoping to find some hint of what had become of Ben, she reached for him in the force, then crouched down below the edge of the settling basin and felt Luke reaching out to her, urging her to leave the cover of the basin and turn toward the interface panel. But there remained no sign of Ben.